You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast.
Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host. And today's episode is on how do I make friends as an adult? Loneliness, shifting friendships, and the courage to connect. So this one to me is one of my favorite topics because I feel like I've also been a big experimenter, if that's even a word. I've experimented a lot in my 20s with making friends from Southern California, Orange County, LA, post-grad life, and then my life in New York, and having friends just sprinkled all over the world. And so I think an important place to start, let's talk about mindset shifts and what you need in your mentality to shift to in order to get to this place of actually making new friends as an adult. Number one, you have to be willing to put yourself out there. You can't assume people will come to you. And that does mean be willing to be the one to take initiative with sending a text or reaching out to people, okay? Everyone has a busy life, and just because they don't reach out to you, it doesn't mean that they aren't interested in meeting you or hanging out with you. It just is the fact that their life is also busy. And so oftentimes you reaching out to someone who just has been busy, you are doing them a favor. You're like, oh my God, like they're going to often be like, oh my gosh, thank you. Like I literally, you know, just life has been life, you know? So be okay with taking initiative. And recognize that you won't always get a response, and that's okay. That's just life, right? I've done that several times where I didn't get a response, and you know what? I just moved on with my life. You know, some people, if you want to be in it, here's an open door for you. And if you don't, well, you know, see ya. Like, that's life. I don't take it too personally. Another shift to consider is making sure you choose new friends and, you know, friends that you've met in the past, but just choosing friends and the people you surround yourself with from a place of your values versus wanting company or just more people in your life. And a great question I would say to ask yourself is, what do I want to feel when I am around these friends? For me, I know that I often feel a mixture of groundedness, a mixture of just like I feel energized, happy, light. That's what I feel around most of my friends. And so it's often because of their values, because their values are often reflected in their behavior and their actions. And so You have to choose carefully because I have been around people that made me feel, well, they didn't make me feel, but you guys know what I mean. Like, it just, I definitely felt a little bit uneasy or a little bit on edge or a little bit heavier. And yeah, a lot of times it was often because we definitely did have different values, and I might have tried to make it work with someone who had different values, but maybe they would say something or do something and it would just kind of rub me the wrong way because it's just not on par with my values. And of course, vice versa, that person might feel kind of judged, or they might feel, you know, like, oh wow, like Emily's like not on my side, you know, and it works both ways. So I'm not saying that one is better than the other, but I'm just pointing out that it benefits everyone, especially in friendships, when you are connected with similar values, because if that's not the case, then you will feel that dissonance and that friendship won't last. And I've been there for sure. And then lastly, another big mindset shift is to recognize vulnerability and openness leads to connection. And so being willing to open up about your personal experiences and things you are going through, right? Like, I definitely love talking about these things, even with people that I'm kind of just meeting. And I love when people I've also just met open up about personal experiences that are deeper, you know, because at the end of the day, what are we afraid of? You got to ask yourself, if you're afraid to open up, you have to look at, why am I fearful of this? What am I so scared of? And when you look at that face to face, you're able to see the root of why you might not actually feel deeply connected with people, right? And so I try to lead with this myself. I definitely am not too afraid of opening up about certain things and my personal experiences in my life. But, you know, for example, from my heritage, like being Vietnamese and culturally, I know that that's often been judged by certain family members, or I know from a cultural lens, being open and vulnerable is not a value in the culture that my parents are from. And I'm not like, you know, I certainly can say like I have certain family members that are a lot more progressive and modern in that way now, like compared to, you know, their Vietnamese culture. And then other ones are a little bit more, you know, still old school, right? They definitely will be like, Emily, why do you talk about those things on the podcast, for example? I've been told that. And, you know, that's where I realized that I will always be judged for sharing and doing the things that I do in my life and my work. And that's okay, because I can't be like, no one can always agree with me on everything, and I can't agree with other people on everything. And sometimes it just comes from a place of different values. And I definitely value connection. And what it takes to get connection is being open, raw, and honest about your life, your views, and all of that, right? And so just recognizing that if you are going to meet new people and you're a little bit too closed off, where people don't get to see a little bit of the true you, then it will make it harder for you to make and develop more friendships as an adult, especially through your 20s and 30s. Okay, so let's talk about environments that you can meet new people. I love this because recently I did a collaboration. Well, What Fulfills You, we did a collaboration with a company that's very well known around the world, and that company is called Time Left. And it was so incredible. It actually occurred the other week, where it was six women, all strangers, and we got together in New York City, and we just did it at the same format as Time Left, which is, if any of you guys have heard of Time Left, pretty sure they're in like 300 plus cities. The concept is every Wednesday around the world at 7 p.m., there is a dinner where they use an algorithm where you have dinner with five other strangers, so six people total. And it's held at certain restaurants that they have partnerships with, etc. So they don't I don't believe that they have an all-female dinner yet, but I think that's what they're starting. That being said, What Fulfills You did a collaboration with them recently, and that was so fun. And I have also done a Time Left dinner before, and that was also very fun. So I highly recommend it. If you're not afraid to meet strangers and have dinner with strangers, I highly, highly recommend trying it out wherever you are in the world. I also recommend Facebook groups. So, for example, I'm part of this group called Sweats in the City in New York. If you might have heard of Sweats in the City, they also are like an Instagram account, and they have a Facebook group. It's amazing. And recently, a girl had posted that she had just moved to New York a couple months ago. She has a boyfriend. She's looking to meet new women, new friends, etc. I reached out to her because that's just how I am. And she mentioned that she's going to just put together like a happy hour or like a picnic and wine for girls that messaged her to all like come and like we're all going to meet. So I think I'm going to invite some of my friends if they want to come to that, you know, and I think it's just like really cool and fun to just do that. Again, that's, you got to start with putting yourself out there. So that girl put herself out there. She put a post on that page. I responded to it, or I DM'd her, and you know, there it goes, right? I think other ways to meet people is just finding different events that would draw like-minded interests together and being willing to go by yourself. So maybe, I don't know, it's just whatever it is, there's just different events that are always happening, especially in big cities, where you just gotta go hunting for them. You can find them on Instagram, you could find them on Google, Facebook, whatever. Just find different events that intrigue you. And obviously, if it's a topic that is very niche, then you're going to meet other people that are obviously interested in that as well, you know? And I think that's a very nice way to just organically meet people. This one's a little bit more, my next idea is definitely a little bit more out there, but believe it or not, I have personally met a lot of people at restaurants. So like waiting in line or nearby tables. This one typically started with me just, again, putting myself out there. So I know that one's a little bit easier if you are extroverted or just have that tendency to be like, oh, hey, like, where are you from type of thing? And I do that when I see a girl also in line, or like one time this girl, her and I were waiting for our friend or our individual friends. And we were just like waiting for this table at this brunch spot in New York City. And, you know, we were just both like frantically like looking for our friend because we were both next in line. And I was, you know, because obviously we can't get seated if our friend's not there. And I was like, oh, where's your friend coming from? And they basically realized that both of our friends were probably on the same subway and they were stuck. Like that subway was stuck. So we ended up exchanging Instagrams and becoming, you know, kind of like friends. And I thought just, again, that was one of the ideas I had about why I wrote down restaurants. And lastly, I think this one is a very obvious one. I always talk about this, but just sporting activities. So find a league that you want to join, or find an adult group class, whatever, pickleball, ballet, tennis, you name it. You know, just like there's so many things that you could join and find. And again, they're usually fun, you know, great way to meet people. And when I got back into tennis, it was like my second year living in New York. And I was kind of just dragged out to the courts. It was someone that was playing tennis frequently. And they were like, you know, you played tennis before, come challenge me, you know? And I was like, okay, fine. I haven't played in years, but if you want to get your ass whooped. And it was just all fun and games. But I think that's what got me into the spirit of playing tennis again. And I started to meet other tennis people in New York through that, just because, you know, they would see me playing. And then that's how I joined leagues and tennis organizations, all of that. And now I have like a set of tennis friends in the city, which is really fun. So there are so many ways to meet new people and make new friends as an adult. You just have to put yourself out there and be willing to get rejected and go through the ringer of, okay, this one worked, this one didn't, it's going to happen. But I hope this episode gave you some ideas and gave you some inspiration on how you can meet potential new like-minded friends, guys or girls, whatever your preference. And that being said, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If it was helpful or useful, please be sure to share this with a friend. Give them a little nudge if you know they've been talking about wanting to meet new people and they're complaining this one is a good episode for them, and post this episode on your Instagram story and tag at What Fulfills You and at Emily E. Duong so we can reshare this on the stories. Thanks again for tuning in. I will chat with you all in the next episode.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.